What's going on, people? It's another episode with Daily Talks with Link, man. And today, I'm going to try to get into talking about the cycles of life and, you know, cycles you would like to break in life and things you would change to make things much better with yourself. But before I get into that, man, I want to probably discuss how my week been. Had a good week, birthday a day away, so, you know, I'm a year older. Yeah, don't feel too old, but yeah, I'm a year older. But, yeah, I want to give a shout out to everybody out there doing their thing, man, for real. Like, that's one thing I want to do right there. I definitely want to just give my shout outs to everybody out there who out there doing their thing, man, hustling and grinding, making sure they can make them dreams come true. That's something I think we got to start doing for each other, you know what I mean? I don't think we lift each other up. Excuse me. Not nearly as much as we need to. You know what I'm saying? A lot more hate goes into that than actually like bigging somebody up, you know what I mean? Showing your appreciation to somebody, you know what I'm saying? Not even on in any, you know what I mean? Just genuinely showing your love and, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I appreciate what you're doing and shit. I don't think we get enough of that. I think a lot of shit just goes brush past people and shit. And we take a lot of shit for granted. Especially it's just in life. Like Americans, you know what I mean? We take a lot of shit for granted, man. You know what I mean? It's a blessing to be, you know what I mean, living in this certain in circumstances like this where you can have the ability to do things other people can't do. You know? I think that's something we take very much for granted, but that's another discussion, you know, that's another day, that's another topic. But today I want to talk about, like, changing them cycles, you know what I'm saying? I was talking about that earlier, man, and I was just, you know, it kind of hit me, and I was like, man, I'd rather, like, you know, I definitely got to bring that up on a podcast because, like, a lot of times you'll get in situations and shit and not even knowing, like, you passing on certain cycles that you don't even want in your life, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people do that shit, too. I find myself doing that shit, too. You know what I mean? Putting in a cycle, doing some shit that was just a part of my regular day cycle, life, regular cycles in life. I'm like, damn, man, this shit really can trickle down and I can see how that shit could keep going. You know what I'm saying? And you got to change as much possible as you can. You know what I'm saying? If you feel like you're doing some cycles that's just bad and don't see nothing coming out of it, but you're constantly doing the same thing, yeah, it ain't going to work, man. You got to definitely find a way to try to weed yourself into a better understanding of what you want to get out of your life and different things like that. I think a lot of times we get caught up in this fast pace. And a lot of times I don't even want to say the word like super fast pace, because to me, it's only fast pace depending on what you got going in your life and what you paying more attention to and what, you know what I'm saying? Because to me, I don't think it's super fast. I most definitely don't think it's super fast. As much as I think a lot of people try to portray it as, I think it's just like the certain lifestyle you live in. You know what I'm saying? That's a cycle you'll have to definitely break if you want to settle down and make a family. You know what I'm saying? You live in a cycle life where you just party at club and, you know, just outwork. You know what I mean? Just making shit quick. Like, nah, you got to slow down. You know what I mean? A family is going to take time. You got to learn things. So I think that's a big one too. Just the portrayal of how fast life goes. You definitely got to slow down and enjoy the little things, too. I think we don't do that. And I mean, like, and genuinely, like, just enjoy the small things. Like, the good times with your fam. Like, you really got to enjoy it. Like, just the small talks, the laughs. You know what I'm saying? Y'all eating and somebody make a cool joke. You know, things like that. I think you definitely got to cherish those little things. Because, man, this life is just, It's so quick and you can get so distracted and things like that. So you definitely want to be cherishing every little moment with the family. I think those are just building more moments, more memories. I think we don't focus enough on building more memories. To me, I feel like we so worried about, you know, we do get caught up in nostalgia a lot. I feel like me, myself, I ain't even gonna say we. I feel like I get caught up in nostalgia a lot. You know what I'm saying? And be like, damn, thinking about the old times and shit. You know how that go. And that's cool and everything, because, you know what I'm saying, it's a part of your life. You know what I'm saying? That's something that you can carry on and tell your future people and, you know, people you meet. Them is just, that's just something. But I think I should be more focused on, like, definitely looking towards the future of making better memories. You know what I'm saying? Not even better, but just more significant memories also. Like, be so lost in the past and you don't even see your future. That's what you don't want to be. You know what I'm saying? So lost in what happened back then and why things didn't go to where they went. And now you don't know what you know what I'm saying? It's like, man, you can't dwell on that. You got to look towards that future, because that's something you can almost plan. And I'm not saying, like, you know the future, but, like, you can see the future and, like, put things in place to where you know it's like, okay, this going to fall here. When that happened, boom, I ain't got to worry about that. And you know what I mean? So you can just definitely focus on things like that. But that's something, you know what I mean, focusing on the future, making sure life is just, you know what I mean, better than what your situation is now. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you, like, got children or anything like that, you will most definitely want to make sure, like, future is super important. You know what I mean? Like, you really do want to focus on that. Like, I be, like, talking about it, and it's like, nah, it's really hard to get that off your mind. Like, for me, like, I could really just sit and talk about that. Like, yeah, future-wise, it's like, because you just, you know what I mean? Growing up, you know what you, so you definitely want to just change things, aim things in different directions. Like, you don't want to have the same thing going on. Like, that's something I be realizing, too. A lot of people get in situations and be like, had the same shit going on for years. You know what I mean? And that's just something for me. I'm like, I most definitely can't let that happen to me. You know, I most definitely can't let that happen to me. I just cannot see myself doing something for years and not seeing any significant change in my life or way of life. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just not going to be it for me. You know what I mean? So I think I should focus more on that, being more determined to do things to change the future for me and the family. You know what I mean? Just focusing more. That's something I really want to do. I think that's a cycle. That'll fall under a cycle similar to, like, breaking cycles of losing focus and shit. You know what I'm saying? Falling into the same type of habits and shit. You want to cancel that type of cycle. You know what I mean? Because that shit can't happen. You know what I mean? Your kids watch what you do. See your cycle. Boom. They follow up. Grow up doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Always about to do something. Acting like you're going to do something. Or semi-start some new stuff. Like, you really not doing that in real life. You know? You just really making it seem like it's a whole lot of nothing. You know what I mean? That's one thing you want to break the cycle of. Having a whole lot of, like, doing a whole bunch of shit for nothing. Like, you'll see somebody doing a whole bunch of shit, but that shit really didn't. Like, damn, you did all that for that. Like, that wasn't even, come on now. That's, you know what I mean? So that's what you definitely want to not have that cycle going on. That's something I'm focused on, too. Like, most definitely don't want to have my kids just seeing me talk about a whole bunch of shit. See me acting like I'm doing, you know, see a nigga doing a whole bunch of shit and then realize that shit don't do nothing. Like, you did all that for that. Definitely got to break that. That's not a cycle I want anywhere near nobody. So I think that's another focus of mine. Whew. Yeah, man, it's a lot of stuff, you know. You just got to take things day by day. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of stuff I, like, me personally want to get off. You know what I mean? But it's a process, you know, it's life. Like they say, Rome wasn't built in one day. So as long as you know Rome wasn't built in one day, you should be pretty straight. I think everybody know that. As long as you know Rome wasn't built in one day, you should be pretty straight. And taking the time out to be more, like I said earlier, genuinely, but, like, really take the time out to be more genuinely and thankful for things. You know, really the small things, too, like, just the smallest things, you know what I'm saying? Being able to wake up and tell somebody, hey, how you doing, and good morning and stuff. You know, it's just them little things like that. You know what I mean? Being able to communicate, to show your goddamn generosity to somebody. Thankful for that, you know. A lot of people don't even take the time out to show generosity to no one. So if you got the ability to do that and you feel it, and you know what I mean, and it's organically there for you to do that, most definitely show your generosity. You know what I mean? It ain't got to be no clout chasing. It ain't got to be none of that going on. You know what I mean? If you genuinely know something about somebody that really moved you and really helped you and really kind of like shaped the way in your life and helped you go on with life and make you be a better person, it's no problem with showing that. You know what I mean? Don't let nobody try to tell you it's like, oh, you dick riding and shit like that, man. Hell nah. If a nigga really showing you like true inspiration, that's one thing I say. Why not live with the drive to inspire? Shout out to Wale for that one. But like, why not live with the drive to inspire? You know what I'm saying? If that, like, what is the highest human act of all is to inspire. You get what I'm saying? Like, you doing something can make somebody else want to actually do something. That's a powerful act in itself. Like, inspiration is something serious, man. That's why I always try to always focus and tell people, man, lean to what inspire you to, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's inspiration on anything, like shit you want to do, like a good hobby. You go to somewhere, you get into certain levels and be like, shit, inspire to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain inspirations help you live your life and shit like that. That's why I love, like, that's why I love, like, anybody who can really truly inspire somebody to do something and really know like the power in that. You know what I'm saying? I don't think a lot of people be knowing the power of what they doing. Like, when you get put in a goddamn certain pedestal, you know, it's shining on you. You know what I mean? The light there. So don't just try to play around with it. It's there. I need you to be for real with it. You know what I mean? You got people looking up to you out here. So you most definitely want to focus on that. Truly being an inspiration, I think that's I love that right there, though. That's like, that's one of my great things. And just, I love to see that. Just a good inspiration. Like, yeah, okay. You know what I mean? He handled that right. She handled that. She did her thing. They handled it as a team. You know, just any one thing. Like, shit, okay, that's there. It's going to make me want to handle my business. Make me make sure the fam straight. Make sure me, you know what I mean? That's why I love that. Love to see people doing good. I genuinely love that too. It ain't even like I'm just saying that to be saying that type of shit, but I genuinely love to see people doing good. You know what I mean? Really just like to see them doing their thing. Most definitely. I really like that. But I don't know, man. Talking about the podcast, I'm gonna get a little off topic. But I really wanna get into, like, I don't know. I think I need more feedback. Like, I definitely need more. At this point of the podcast, I feel like I'm not too consistent because the feedback ain't there all the time. So now I feel like I need a little more feedback into just what I need to, like, what would people like to hear more? I feel like I'm naturally going to get an inspiration thing. You know what I'm saying? But now I'm feeling like, shit, what could I more so, like, add into it? You know what I'm saying? More pop culture, you know, things like that. What, more local? Like, you know what I'm saying? Just, I think I should add more news into this. You know what I'm saying? And get into certain things, like different topics. You know what I mean? I think that's going to really should help me out a lot. Because right now, excuse me, I feel like I'm really just more inspirational speaker type. You know what I'm saying? Which I do like that, but I want the podcast to be more goddamn broad. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we're going to have that. That's going to be there. I want to have guests on here who can, you know what I'm saying, make a test of that too. But I definitely want to have more a broad thing. You know what I'm saying? Where we touch on all topics. You know what I'm saying? Somebody can come. We can just chop sports. You know, everything. Sports, local news, pop culture, all that good stuff. So I think that's I really want to focus just how to implement that. You know what I mean? Real smoothly. Because I don't know. I really like truly the inspiration thing. Like, I really like the true inspiration thing. But I definitely want to add more of a upbeat local sound. Like, you know what I'm saying? Make it more catchy so people can goddamn tune in. But for sure, But yeah, man, that's pretty gonna much wrap up this episode, man. Tune in next week. It's probably birthday week. I'll probably tune in a little bit. One of these few days, I am gonna try to get my camera together, and I'll probably put a vlog out. Maybe just a quick vlog, you know what I'm saying? Just a quick vlog about, you know what I mean, Daily Toss of Link. So stay tuned for that. But most definitely, I want everybody to be safe out there. Peace, and happy birthday to myself, I can say. Yes, happy birthday to myself. It's not until the Monday, but pretty early. But happy birthday to myself, and I just want to say, I want to thank me. You know what I'm saying? What a wonderful year for me. I want to thank me. But peace to everybody, and be safe. Love.